This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the DEAL method to confront toxic trait patterns without losing control. A structured four-step method for confronting toxic behavior with clarity. In short, this article teaches you one structured method, the DEAL method, with four supporting tools that give you a reliable framework for confronting toxic trait patterns without losing your composure or your credibility. The four steps of the DEAL method: define, explore, agree, lock in. The SBI tool for naming toxic behavior without triggering defensiveness. The bridge method for rebuilding after the confrontation. Definition: the DEAL method is a four-step conflict resolution framework. Define the issue, explore perspectives, agree on a solution, and lock in the commitment. Designed to help you confront toxic trait patterns in the workplace with structure, clarity, and emotional control. You had the conversation planned in your head for a week. You knew what you needed to say. You sat down, opened your mouth, and within 2 minutes the other person was defending themselves. You were defending yourself, and the original problem was buried under a pile of accusations that had nothing to do with why you called the meeting in the first place. Sound familiar? That is what happens when good intentions meet toxic trait patterns, without any structure to hold the conversation together. The problem is not that you lacked courage. It is that under pressure, without a clear method, most people default to either attack or retreat. Neither one fixes a pattern of toxic behavior. Neither one protects the working relationship. And neither one leaves you feeling like you handled it well. And Say It Right Every Time, I call this the difference between having a hard conversation and having a productive one. Chapter 9 covers conflict resolution in depth, and the DEAL method sits at the center of it. In this article, you will learn the DEAL method and four supporting frameworks that give you reliable structure for confronting toxic trait patterns in any situation. If you are also dealing with wider team disruption caused by these behaviors, how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy is a useful companion to what you're about to read. Why structure matters more than instinct when confronting toxic behaviors. Most people believe that handling difficult behavior is a matter of confidence. If you're confident enough, assertive enough, experienced enough, you will know what to say. In my 6 decades of working with people, I have found the opposite to be true. Confidence without structure collapses the moment the other person pushes back. Toxic trait patterns are especially good at dismantling unstructured conversations. Here is why structure becomes your greatest asset. When someone deflects from their behavior and turns the conversation back on you, a clear framework tells you exactly where to return the specific behavior you named at the start. When passive-aggressive patterns make the issue hard to pin down, a structured definition step forces the behavior into plain language, where it cannot hide. If you are working through this kind of pattern on a team, how to address passive-aggressive behavior that silently eroding team synergy goes deeper on that specific challenge. When you feel your own anger rising and your words starting to sharpen, a step-by-step method gives you something to hold onto instead of reaching for a response you will regret. When the other person insists there is no problem, a framework gives you the evidence and the language to demonstrate clearly that there is. When the conversation ends, a framework ensures you are walking away with a real agreement, not just a temporary ceasefire. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. Method 1. The DEAL method. The DEAL method is a four-step conflict resolution process developed in Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time. It is designed to turn a chaotic, emotionally charged confrontation about toxic behavior into a structured, problem-solving conversation. What it is designed for? The DEAL method works best when you're confronting a recurring toxic behavior pattern in a one-on-one setting. It is not for venting. It is for resolving. How it works. Number 1. Define the issue. Name the specific behavior, not the person's character. Use neutral, factual language to describe what is happening and what effect it is having. See, in our last 3 team meetings, you have interrupted me before I finish my point. That stops me from contributing fully. Number 2. Explore perspectives. Before moving to solutions, invite the other person to share their view. Listen with genuine curiosity, not just patience. Say, I want to understand what is happening from your side. Can you help me see what you're experiencing in those moments? Number 3. Agree on a solution. Work toward a solution that both people can commit to. A solution imposed on one person is a temporary ceasefire, not a resolution. See, what could we both do differently so this works better for both of us? Number 4. Lock in the commitment. A verbal agreement is not enough. Confirm what was decided, who will do what, and how you will know it is working. See, so we have agreed that you will let me finish before responding, and I will signal if I feel cut off. Can we check in on this in 2 weeks? When to use it? Use the deal method when a toxic behavior pattern has occurred more than once and is affecting your work or your team's dynamic. It needs a private setting and at least 20 minutes of uninterrupted time when not to use it. Do not use it in a group setting or immediately after the toxic behavior occurs. Timing matters. Wait until emotions have settled. A quick example in practice. A colleague has been taking credit for your ideas in front of senior leadership. You request a one-on-one. You define the issue. In the last 2 presentations, the ideas I shared with you before had been presented as yours without my name attached. You explore their perspective. Can you help me understand how that happened? You agree on a solution. Going forward, we will name contributions clearly when presenting shared work. You lock in the commitment. Let us both note this down and revisit after the next presentation. Eamon's take. This much I know for certain, most conflicts between people are not complicated. They are just 2 people with unmet needs and no structure to surface them. The deal method gives you that structure. Method 2. The SBI method. The SBI method stands for Situation, Behavior, Impact. It is a focused feedback tool that helps you name a toxic trait clearly and specifically, without attacking the person's character. What it is designed for. SBI is built for the defined step of the deal method. It is the clearest way I know to describe a toxic behavior pattern without triggering an immediate defensive response. How it works. Number 1. Situation. Name the specific context where the behavior occurred. This grounds the conversation in fact. Say, in yesterday's client meeting. Number 2. Behavior. Describe exactly what the person did or said. No interpretation, no judgment. Say, you dismissed my recommendation without letting me finish explaining it. Number 3. Impact. Explain the effect that behavior had on you, the team, or the work. See, which left the client without the full picture and undermined my credibility in the room. When to use it. Use SBI anytime you need to name a toxic trait pattern without it becoming a character attack. It is especially powerful for patterns like dismissiveness, credit taking, or public undermining. When not to use it. SBI is a precision tool. Do not use it to unload a list of grievances. One behavior. One situation, one impact. More than that, and you lose the clarity. For scripts that put this into practice with team members who undermine, scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy is worth reading alongside this. A quick example in practice. In this morning's team stand-up, you interrupted me 3 times before I had finished my update. The rest of the team heard an incomplete picture, and I spent the rest of the meeting correcting it. That is situation, behavior, and impact. Clean. Factual, and impossible to dismiss as a personal attack. Eamon's take. SBI removes the word always from your vocabulary. Toxic patterns thrive on vague accusations. This method strips them bare. Method 3. The neutral problem statement. A neutral problem statement is not a formal framework with an acronym. It is a discipline, the practice of framing a toxic behavior issue in language that describes the problem without assigning blame. What it is designed for. The neutral problem statement is your opening line in any confrontation of toxic trait patterns. It sets the tone for everything that follows. If you open with blame, the conversation is already lost. For a detailed guide on building this skill, how to deliver a neutral problem statement that stops team conflict before it destroys synergy, covers it thoroughly. How it works. Number 1. Remove you from the first sentence. Instead of "you have been undermining me in meetings," say, "there's a pattern in our meetings that I need to address." Number 2. Name the pattern, not the person. Focus on what is happening, not on who is doing it. See, ideas are being dismissed before they are fully heard, and it is affecting the quality of our decisions. Number 3. State your intention clearly. Tell the person why you are raising it. See, "I'm raising this because I want us to work better together, not because I'm looking for an argument." When to use it. Use a neutral problem statement at the start of any deal conversation. It is especially important when the toxic behavior pattern is sensitive or when the relationship has been strained. When not to use it. If the behavior was a serious boundary violation, neutrality can feel minimizing. In those cases, be clear and direct, but still measured. A quick example in practice. I want to talk about something that has been affecting how we work together. Over the last month, I have noticed a pattern where decisions are being made without my input, even on projects I own. I'm raising this because I want to find a way forward that works for both of us. Eamon's take. Unspoken expectations are premeditated resentments. The neutral problem statement is how you speak them without starting a war. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to their article. Method 4. The Bridge Method. The Bridge Method is a six-step relationship repair framework from Say It Right Every Time. It stands for begin with an apology, reaffirm the relationship, identify the breakdown, discuss new expectations, gain agreement, establish a follow-up. It is used after a toxic trait confrontation when the relationship itself needs rebuilding. What it is designed for. The Bridge Method picks up where the Deal Method ends. When a confrontation about toxic behavior has been difficult or surfaced deeper damage, this method helps both people move forward with trust rather than just a truce. How it works. Number 1. Begin with an apology. Own your part, however small. A genuine apology is not an admission that everything was your fault. It is an acknowledgement that the relationship was damaged. Say, I'm sorry for how heated that conversation became. Number 2. Reaffirm the relationship. State clearly that the relationship matters to you. Say, I want you to know that I value working with you, and that is why I raised this. Number 3. Identify the breakdown. Name what went wrong in the interaction. Say, I think we both came in feeling defensive, and that made it harder to hear each other. Number 4. Discuss new expectations. Agree on how you will interact going forward. This is where co-created rules of engagement are established. Number 5. Gain agreement. Confirm that both people are aligned. A nod is not enough. Ask directly. Are we in agreement on this? Number 6. Establish a follow-up. Schedule a check-in. A repaired relationship needs tending, not just a handshake. When to use it. Use the Bridge Method after a deal conversation that was emotionally difficult or left the relationship feeling fragile. A repaired relationship is often stronger than one that was never tested. When not to use it. Do not use it immediately after the confrontation if emotions are still high. Give it a day. Then come back. A quick example in practice. I wanted to follow up on our conversation. I am sorry for the tension between us. I value our working relationship, and that is why I felt it was important to address this directly. I think we both had unmet expectations that were not spoken. Can we agree on how we will handle disagreements going forward and check in again in 2 weeks? Eamon's take. Conflict is not the enemy. Silence is. The Bridge Method gives you a way to come back from a hard conversation with something better than what you had before. Method 5. The I Statement Framework. The I Statement Framework is a simple but powerful tool for expressing the impact of toxic behavior without triggering the other person's defenses. It replaces accusation with honest self-disclosure. What it is designed for. I statements belong in the explore and agree steps of the Deal Method. They are essential when toxic trait patterns involve repeated dismissal, interruption, or blame shifting. For a deeper look at this technique in team settings, how to use I statements in team conversations to prevent synergy-breaking blame cycles is a practical resource. How it works. Number 1. Name your feeling. Start with I feel rather than you make me feel say. I feel sidelined when my contributions are not acknowledged. Number 2. Describe the behavior that triggers it. Be specific, not general. Say, when my name is not included in the credit for work I contributed to. Number 3. State the effect on your work or the relationship. Say, it makes it harder for me to bring my best thinking to our collaboration. When to use it. Use I statements whenever the conversation risks becoming a blame cycle. They keep the focus on your experience rather than the other person's character. When not to use it. I statements require the other person to be willing to hear you. If someone is in full defensive mode, you may need to pause the conversation and return to the neutral problem statement first. A quick example in practice. I feel invisible in our team meetings when I raise a point, and it gets passed over, only for the same point to be welcomed when someone else says it later. I want to raise this because it affects how invested I feel in our work together. Eamon's take. After decades of getting this wrong, I know that he always closes a conversation. I feel opens one. The difference is not weakness, it is precision. How to choose the right method for your situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation, best method. Recurring toxic behavior that needs direct confrontation, deal method. Naming a specific behavior without triggering defensiveness, SBI method. Opening a difficult conversation about a toxic pattern, neutral problem statement. Rebuilding trust after a confrontation has been difficult, bridge method. Expressing impact without creating a blame cycle, I statement framework. Passive aggressive behavior that is indirect and hard to name, SBI plus neutral problem statement. Ongoing pattern affecting a whole team's dynamic, deal method plus team conversation frameworks. When more than one method applies, the deal method is almost always the spine of the conversation. The other methods feed into it. SBI sharpens your define step. I statement strengthen your explore step. The neutral problem statement opens the conversation. And the bridge method closes the chapter if the relationship needs repair. For situations where the toxic trait pattern is fracturing team cohesion broadly, how to use the deal method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy extends this thinking into team level application. When in doubt, start with the simplest method. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using these methods. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you cite without thinking. Skipping the define step. Many people jump to solutions before they have clearly named the toxic behavior. Without a clear definition, you end up negotiating around a problem no one has fully acknowledged yet. Using the explore step as a pause before resuming your argument. Genuine curiosity means actually listening to what the other person says, not waiting for them to finish so you can counter. If you're not willing to be changed by what you hear, you're not really exploring. Agreeing to vague solutions. We will communicate better is not an agreement, it is a wish. Every agreement in the lock and step must name specific behaviors, specific timelines, and a specific check-in date. Using SBI to deliver a list of grievances. One situation, one behavior, one impact. The moment you pile on additional examples in the same conversation, you lose the precision that makes SBI effective against toxic patterns. Skipping the bridge follow-up. Confronting a toxic trait pattern is a beginning, not an ending. Without a follow-up conversation, the agreement fades and the pattern returns. Schedule the check-in before you leave the room. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these methods today? Do not try to master all of these at once. That is a path to paralysis, and it helps no one. Number 1. Start with SBI this week. Before your next difficult conversation about a toxic behavior, write out your situation, behavior, and impact statement in a notebook. Read it back and ask yourself, is this a behavior or is this a judgment? Revise until it is purely behavioral. This single practice will change how you open hard conversations. Number 2. Practice the neutral problem statement in low-stakes moments. The next time you need to raise a concern with a colleague, even a minor one, open with a neutral framing. There is something I want to address rather than you have been doing this wrong. Build the muscle before you need it for a high-stakes confrontation. How to use the courage method to make high-stakes synergy decisions with confidence is a strong complement to this preparation. Number 3. Run your first full deal conversation on a medium-stakes issue. Do not start with the most difficult person in your life. Choose a recurring issue that has been bothering you and run through all 4 steps. Write down what you will say in each step before you go in. Review what worked and what you would do differently. Number 4. Keep a short log of what happened. After each conversation, note one thing that went well and one thing you would change. The compound effect of small improvements over time is what builds real communication strength. As I cover in Chapter 12 of Say It Right Every Time, the 60-day transformation plan is built entirely on this principle, consistent daily practice over intensity. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. The deal method gives you a 4-step structure for confronting toxic trait patterns. Define, explore, agree, and lock in. Use it as the spine of every difficult conversation about toxic behavior. SBI is your sharpest tool for naming a toxic behavior without triggering defensiveness. One situation, one behavior, one impact. A neutral problem statement opens the conversation without blame. Remove you from your first sentence, and you change the entire tone. The bridge method is for after the confrontation. Use it when the relationship needs more than a resolution. It needs repair. I statements keep the conversation focused on impact, not accusation. They are not weakness, they are precision. Prepare every step in writing before you go in. Improvising against a toxic trait pattern is how good intentions become bad conversations. For team-level situations, these articles will extend what you have learned here. How to address passive-aggressive behavior that's silently eroding team synergy, and how to deliver a neutral problem statement that stops team conflict before it destroys synergy, are both worth your time. You can also explore the full framework and say it right every time. The deal method is not a magic formula. It is a practice. Use it enough, and it becomes the ground you stand on when the conversation gets hard. Frequently asked questions. What is the deal method for toxic trait patterns? The deal method is a four-step conflict resolution process. Define the issue, explore perspectives, agree on a solution, and lock in the commitment. It gives you a clear structure for confronting toxic trait patterns without letting emotion derail the conversation and without damaging the working relationship in the process. How do you use the deal method to confront someone at work? Start by defining the specific toxic behavior using neutral language, not personal accusations. Then explore the other person's perspective, agree on a realistic solution together, and lock in a clear commitment with accountability. Each step builds on the previous one to keep the conversation productive and grounded. When should you use the deal method with a difficult person? Use the deal method when a toxic behavior pattern is recurring and has already affected your work or relationships. It works best in a one-on-one setting with enough time for a real conversation. Avoid using it in the heat of the moment or in a public group setting where the other person will feel cornered. What is the difference between the deal method and the bridge method? The deal method addresses a current toxic behavior pattern and works toward a solution in real time. The bridge method is used after a conflict to rebuild trust and repair the relationship. They work in sequence. Deal first, then bridge if the relationship still needs deeper mending. Can the deal method work with someone who is passive-aggressive? Yes, but the defined step is especially important with passive-aggressive behavior because the toxic pattern is often indirect. Name the specific actions clearly, without labeling the person. This removes ambiguity, which passive-aggressive behavior relies on to survive, and brings the issue into the open where it can be addressed directly. How do you stay in control when using the deal method? Prepare your defined statement in writing before the conversation. Use neutral language focused on behavior, not personality. If the conversation escalates, return to the structure name, what is happening, ask a question, and wait. The method itself is your anchor when emotions start to rise and words start to sharpen. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.